I think there's just about everyone who needs some sort of a paint makeover in their house.
Absolutely. And we did.
Yeah. We had a little mini disaster, didn't we?
We did. We did it. We had a situation, and my friend Carolyn came over, and she fixed it on a Sunday morning.
A miracle worker.
Took an hour.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go over some tips. Maybe we'll help you.
Yeah. I'm Michelle, a longtime realtor.
I'm her husband, Mark, a television news anchor.
Together, we've started a podcast.
And we want to hear from you. So, let's talk.
So, here's a quick little story. I wanted to have Carolyn come in to talk with us today because she got me out of a pickle a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, big pickle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I am not known in Tulsa to be a great decorator.
No.
Designer.
Really?
My kids know
really?
That. Mark makes fun of me. Anyways, I try. But I know where my shortcomings are. So I texted her the other day and I said to her, I really f***ed something up. I need you.
Okay, I'm going to have to bleep that now.
I did.
And it's hysterical because I was painting and on a ladder and I picked up my phone just really quickly and I see I really up and it was like, who is this texting me this? I loved it.
Yeah.
It was great.
You may want to introduce, you said Carolyn.
This is Carolyn Finch.
Okay.
To me, Carolyn is like a superstar in Tulsa. You go everywhere though.
I do.
Yeah.
All over the country.
And she can take something like my fireplace and make it awesome. She paints, makes something, artwork, beautiful. So that's my introduction to Carolyn Finch.
Hi, good morning.
Yes.
So I would call myself, it's a little bit of an unusual place that I've gotten myself into with. I'm a colorist. I do decorative walls. I'm a wall decor artist, maybe you would call it. Mm-hmm. They used to call it faux finishing.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken it kind of to a different level and made it more fresh than the old faux finishing. I've kept up with the current times. I really love to stay on track with trends. Mm-hmm. I go to all the markets, Dallas Market, High Point, just to make sure that I'm fresh and current on what's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of things that I do, I love helping people with their homes. I have this passion for homes.
Mm-hmm.
And I love helping people kind of guide and steer them in the right direction of what choices do they want to make for their home. It's not just about me, cookie cutter, you have to do this. It's about what makes your heart sing and what direction would you like to be in. Sometimes mm-hmm. people have different decor. They like to be Joanna Gaines mid-century modern, or farmhouse modern, not
right.
mid-century.
Right.
Or they want to be more metropolitan, which is Restoration Hardware kind of feel mm-hmm. vibe. So I try and help figure out what their style is a little bit and then where their colors should be in their home. But I also love to help people protect the value of their home.
Right.
And it's so important to kind of keep up with the trends because that's the value in your home. And that's why I was glad that you invited me, because people that are in real estate, if you don't ever do anything to your home for 20 years, you just let it sit there and it was the same style. When you go to sell that house, they're going to go, boy, they didn't keep up with this house.
100%.
It's dated and you lose the value. Mm-hmm. Or you can choose to do small things along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you spend $1,000 one year. Maybe you spend $5,000 one year just to kind of keep current. And paint is one of the number one things that you can do to kind of hit the refresh button.
Right.
And some of the things, maybe you don't want to go with the current trend. Maybe you love your country French look.
Mm-hmm.
But there are ways to still make that newer and fresher by paint colors, by not using the gold paints. Or we had a client once that really went all hard in on country French. They even glued straw in the plaster in the bathroom. Powder bath walls had straw on the walls with the chickens and the roosters. And
you don't want to get a candle close to that, right?
Yeah,
that,
right?
The wall will catch fire.
I mean, so, you know, that's going hardcore into that trend.
Right.
You're talking about trends, though, and you mentioned the faux painting. That was a huge thing.
Huge
what 20, 25
I
years
would
ago?
Walk into a house and I would know that Carolyn had been in that house.
And that was so popular.
Beautiful
work. But then
it
goes out of trend after a while, doesn't it?
Well, it can, but there's if you follow the trends and you create your own designs that still stay fresh, like we're still doing a lot of decorative painting instead of wallpaper. People maybe don't want to put wallpaper up. They know what a disaster is to get it down.
Right.
So
right.
We go in and do the trend now and how you find what the trends are. Maybe say, well, I don't know how to find the trends. What are the trends? Go to open houses. The builders really help people stay fresh on the trends. They're on the cutting edge.
Right.
And a trend usually lasts about 10 to maybe 12 years. So if you go to open houses, if you go to the Parade of Homes, you will know what's in style. Mm-hmm. And maybe you say, I don't want to sell all of my things. How can I start over? Everything's white in all these houses and it's all modern. Well, maybe then you go into more of an almond color or something a little bit lighter than what you have. Mm-hmm. There's ways to do it. And I definitely, that's one of my passions is helping people make some of these really big decisions.
Yeah.
Well, living here in the middle of the country, would you go to either coast to see what the trends are now there that'll be coming here?
That's a great comment because I do love, I mean, if you're going to choose to be on the back end of the trend, maybe the trend is been around for 10 years and you say, I'm going to paint my whole house gray. Well, that trend is on its last leg.
Right.
So you kind of just, again, going into some of these new homes, they stay current on the trend. So, and you can always just call me and I can help fill you in on that too. But I think that the coast, East Coast, West Coast does have an influence on Tulsa. And what's cool about Tulsa is even though we're right in the middle, we are really quick in catching these trends.
We were just talking about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think our trends are right on right now. I love it.
I do too. Mm-hmm. So, but I think that how you can catch on to these trends, you can just even do something as small as just painting all of your ceilings white. Mm-hmm. So maybe your walls are still the same, but you add that fresh note on just painting your ceilings and getting them brighter.
I wouldn't even think like that.
Yeah. Are popcorn ceilings coming back in?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, tell us, okay, so we're going to show some before and after pictures of what she's done. And I love when you do, I'm into the fireplace thing right now because I love how you can take like the red brick fireplace and transform it and make it look new.
And it kind of what ours was before and what our frustration was, what we had done, made mistakes, and then you call Carolyn.
Yeah.
So that's been lately one of my favorite things to do because I like making a difference in people's lives. Mm-hmm. I like making a difference in their home. And when I meet with them, I do talk to them to find out what makes their heart sing and what makes them happy and brings them joy and how do they use color throughout their house, you know, where they can just use color, but then if they change their mind later, it's just one powder bath. It's not everywhere. But the fireplaces are my new favorite thing to do. And we'll definitely put some pictures of before and after because it's a major deal.
Yeah, it's right in the middle of your house. It's your focal point.
To pull it out, to rip out a whole fireplace and replace it is thousands of dollars and a big mess.
Okay, tell us what you did with ours.
So what I love to do, and some of them are huge, I've created this technique of how I can change it. Mm-hmm. And it's work smarter, not harder.
Yeah, because my fireplace, honestly, it's small compared to some of the stuff that she does. But I'm not going to rip it out, you know, but I've always hated the look of that fireplace. I've been in this house for 22 years.
So when we did your fireplace, I asked you, you know, do you like warm or cool? Mm-hmm. And I looked at your house. You don't have a lot of gray, you know, and there's different questions that I ask that help me guide what you want.
Right.
So we basically start with a foundation, which is sort of a lighter to mid-tone in your case. And then I use a high, low, medium on other accent colors on each brick. So I don't just go in and paint it solid.
Right.
It still looks like
me. Like I did?
Yeah. Painted it white.
So you give it some definition then.
I definitely.
Right. And some character.
Each little brick look like it's real. So I don't want to take a fireplace and make it look like it's a painted fireplace.
Right.
I want it to still go back to real, only just tweak it to a different color. So I use very flat matte colors to paints because I want it to have that chalky brick feel. I'm not using semi-gloss.
Mm-hmm. No.
And I've been doing fireplaces for 25, 28, 20, 6 years.
Yeah.
And I've never had a call back except for one lady who dripped red candle wax all over her fireplace. And we went in and fixed it.
Yeah.
So it's
good. That may be a new trend.
That's right.
I know.
Maybe right? On purpose.
Well, I want to show the before and after. I did a time lapse as Carolyn was doing the work there. One thing, I'm glad that it doesn't take like a week. No. It took like an hour.
It took an hour.
That was it.
And she came to my aid on a Sunday.
On a Sunday.
Right.
That's
right.
I was desperate.
That's right. So here's a time lapse of Carolyn's work.
So I didn't know you were going to do a time lapse, and I think that was a shot of my butt a lot, or just struggling to get up and down as I age.
You want a redo?
No, you can do it again. No, it's fine. It was That's cute. Funny. I've never had that happen That's to funny. Me before.
And one thing she did over at our neighbor's house, Josette just needed this one little
switch plate.
So it would just melt into the color of her fireplace.
We paint everything. The things that I've painted in my career of 26 years is just fascinating. Yeah. But I'm there for people. So yeah. Whatever.
I know. It bugged her. So she came over and she fixed it when she fixed my fireplace.
Right. A miracle worker.
She's kind of a miracle. Well, it makes you feel good.
Right.
Right? Because you know I was really having it. I never get anxiety, but I'm going to tell you right now. I was excited. It was awful.
It's funny.
Yeah, I know.
It just seems so simple for me. And
I know. She said that. She's like, no. When I texted her that text, all I got back was, girl, I can fix that in a hot minute.
So if you had to do that all over again from scratch, would it look totally different or pretty much? Because every time you come in, it's like an ad lib, isn't it?
It is totally an ad lib. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I usually try and set up a meeting first, and then I make a plan of what needs to be done. So some fireplaces or some instances, we have to have some foundation done first. Like maybe I walk in and the walls are green. There's one client that decided to spray paint happy faces with his daughter all over the master walls. Mm-hmm. And nice. I got there to paint and...
Not good for resale, right?
No. Okay. And you could really see the ridge. It's like, well, you just made more work for us because now we got to sheetrock over that. So I try and at least get in there and make a plan of what we're going to do and how we're going to handle it. So, nice.
And some of these jobs, or ours was, an hour or so, but some... Yes. Are a little bit more elaborate than that. A lot more.
Oh, yeah. She goes into these big, beautiful mansion houses.
And the houses I'm in are just incredible. Sometimes I meet the most... I think that's the part about my job that I love the most is I meet the most incredible people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes it leads to a podcast, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Are you saying we're incredible?
Yes. I don't know if she was talking about us. Oh, yeah. Maybe not. Somebody else.
Yeah.
So I do love... helping people with that. And one of the things that I think if I can make a recommendation to people is never just pick out paint from a little tiny swatch and say, this is the color we're going to do. That's probably the number one mistake I can see that people make. They go to the paint store, grab a color and say, we're going to paint three rooms in this color. And then what they happens is the walls are pink. I didn't know that color had pink in it.
I've done that. And it turns out my walls were too yellow.
So what I recommend is they sell these little stickers now that you paint the sticker and you can stick the sticker on the walls all over. And depending on which room you're in, how the lighting is. Mm-hmm. So if you plan on painting the whole, let's say, downstairs of your house, maybe you've painted your ceilings all white 1 year and the next year you want to paint all the walls. Paint the stickers and narrow it down to maybe four different colors and put them around the house, not just in one place. Maybe your foyer is darker, but then back in your breakfast room kitchen, it's much brighter. Mm-hmm. So I recommend definitely doing swatches on the walls. And I can't believe how many people don't actually take the time to do that. It's maybe a $50
investment.
Mm-hmm. Sure. But I've seen a lot of people that one gal painted all of her trim in this gray and she left town, went to the lake, came home, all the doors, all the trim were purple. Oh. It was a purple gray.
Wow.
And she said, what am I going to do now? I said, you have to repaint.
Yeah, that's awful.
So, hey, I want some free advice here. So our wall back here, we have a mat back here and we've got the paint. I did all that. Thank you.
Yeah,
I was mad. So what would you recommend to transform this background for our podcast?
Spur of the moment, I would probably maybe do the map in a frame and maybe set up some type of a frame. But even I do this color blocking, which is really fun, where let's say you have art, but you want to feature the art more prominent. Mm-hmm. You can do a color block, like you could do a red border, mm-hmm. just paint around this map. I love having things where they're cohesive. There's a red couch here. Marry that with another element of red in the room. So I would do maybe a red mat. You have red in this poster. I would pick that color up again. So when you decorate your house, if your favorite color, choose your favorite color. Let's just say you love navy blue or...
I was just going to say, I have a friend who loves navy blue.
Indigo blue or something mm-hmm. like that. And we'll post a picture of indigo blue if people want to know what that is. It's kind of a denim. Sprinkle that through your house. Don't just place it in one place. Make this your statement color. And I'm going to see it in the front of the house. Maybe your napkins on your dining room table are indigo blue. Then you've sprinkled it again on a pillow or two. It just makes you look like you have intention mm-hmm. In your design. And also maybe do an accent color on one wall. Maybe your breakfast room then has one wall that's indigo. How do you use color throughout your house? And I love color.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. When she walked in, I noticed
that. So what's the in color right now for paint for a house?
Definitely whites, creams, almonds, gray, like a medium gray is kind of on its tail end mm-hmm. as far as the trend. Gray was really hot 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
But now it's gone toward whites. And I feel like an almond, an oatmeal, a cream is the newest phase that's coming in.
See, white. I told you we should do that for the kitchen and the rest of the house.
And then, doing accent colors. And the most popular accent color is definitely blue. Everybody really.
Isn't that funny?
A darker, a medium,
all blues. I mean, blue right. is hot right now. We're doing a lot of blue.
So it's hot right now, but 5 years from now, it may die a little bit.
If people are using blue as their accent color, it's not that expensive to switch it up to, okay, now we're going to do, orange is our favorite color. Tulsa's all.
And either any one of those would go with the white or the almond.
Right.
Right.
And they say in a master bedroom, blue is good.
Blue is great. Mm-hmm. It's very, gives mm-hmm. you a very spa feeling.
Right.
I love creating the master suite just slightly different than the rest of the home. Mm-hmm. And I love, there are rooms that have more of a feminine feel
mm-hmm.
And then a masculine feel. Right. So, we're not hanging deer heads in the master bath.
No.
They maybe go in the study.
Yeah. We have some friends.
Okay. If I'm going to sell your house, you got to take that down.
There are definitely masculine areas and feminine. Yeah. And the master bedroom and bath is typically more of a feminine space.
Nice.
Being a colorist, is that a niche or a niche? Are there very many of you? Because there are a lot of painters. And we call a painter to paint. But how many colors are
there? A lot of painters will not get into this. They said call a designer, but the designer, and I have a lot of friends that are designers, the designer doesn't have maybe necessarily as much experience with paint colors, paint products as I do. I just kind of happen to fall into this, and I don't think there's that many in my field that are in Tulsa. I feel like I'm kind of the only
I feel like you're the only one.
That's mm-hmm. good for you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So, and there's so many products that I know about that are easily used by homeowners, like gel stain. I have so much product knowledge because I've had 26 years of this. Don't strip your cabinets. Let's say you want to change your cabinet color. Mm-hmm. Gel stain is the most phenomenal, maybe the risers on your stairs or even the handrail is too orange of a wood. Mm-hmm. You don't have to strip that.
Yeah. We talked about that in my house.
gel stain mm-hmm. is so phenomenal.
That might be our next big project next year.
It's a quick fix.
I know this is what I'm going to do. I don't ever do New Year's resolutions, but I think I'm going to start trying to put a little bit more love and effort into
just
my
me.
Own house. Well, because I just don't. I do everybody else's house.
Yeah.
I call in a stager. I call in you and we'll fix somebody else's house and I tell them what to do. And don't nod your head.
No, I'm just thinking. You know, my dad was a doctor and doctors' families are usually the last to get care, medical
right.
care, treatment.
So
because they take
Mark's
care
the
of everyone else. So I understand totally
yeah,
that you
true.
Help other people.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah. I'll tell somebody, you got to rip out that carpet. You got to do this. You got to do that. And I don't do it.
So, do as I say, not as I do. Right.
Yes.
I'm not the kind of person that would come in and say, okay, you have woodwork all over. You have to paint it all. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing wrong with just having, you know, let's just paint the island.
Yeah. No, that's exactly what she did with me. She didn't say, you got to change all this woodwork. We just did a couple accent pieces. So
just
great.
Ease into it a little bit.
So when you need a colorist in your house, and everybody does.
Oh, and exterior colors.
Yes, this is your girl. This is your girl, Carolyn Finch.
Exterior outside. Is, oh yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's really confusing to people. And what I usually try and tell people is go on a Sunday drive. Mm-hmm. You and one other person get into some of these neighborhoods, especially out South Tulsa, where all the new construction, I mean, I have run up to homes with my color deck in hand going, what color is on this house? I love this house. So if you're driving around, I mean, you can look it up on the internet, but when you're driving in these neighborhoods, take a picture of the house that you love, run up there with a color and go, which color is it? I've knocked on doors and said, I'm sorry to stop you and ask, but what color did you paint the outside of your house? And they're like, oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
Good. Right. That's a great tip.
Right.
Good
That's
way.
A great tip.
So I can't picture you're up on the ladder outside painting them.
Oh, yeah.
You're doing that as well.
Scaffolding, ladders. I'm still doing it.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still, I just love it. I really want to continue for a while. It's exercise for me. It's good. And I am kind of scaling back to 3 days a week with on ladder work, but I'm still with my crew and doing it.
That's awesome.
A lot.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming over to do this, to give everybody some
tips.
I
have an idea.
What?
Okay, put her number in your speed dial because you know what? You're going to need it again.
Uh-huh.
We hope you've enjoyed our podcast and thank you for spending your time with us. We'll see you next time for another episode of Let's Talk.